brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm blown away right now. It happens more and more often, but sometimes I come in here and I read all the news and I get completely blown away. I just get blown away by how crazy it all is. 10 years ago, one of these stories that I have in front of me would have been fodder for 3-4 hours of radio where we analyzed every facet of it. Now there are dozens and dozens of stories every day that have such incredible ramifications, it shakes me to my very core. Look at this story. It just went up at prisonplanet.com about 10 minutes ago. It's going up at infowars.com right now. Bill would protect big sis citizen spies from lawsuits. And I've given it the headline, a little different from Prison Planet headline, that shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. And I've gone over the article in the legislation, scanned over it, and it's just unspeakable. This is so the cable person, the phone repair person, the plumber, the school teacher, the doctor, all of the people where you supposedly have attorney-client privilege, doctor-patient privilege, or when you're hiring a company to come in and do your cable, or when you're bringing realtors into your house and they see a reloading kit. We've had that happen to one of our writers, JT Coyote, and they call the SWAT team on you. And I've had a 12 years ago now, of course, a carpet cleaner saw a shotgun on the wall. I didn't have children then, so I had the shotgun, you know, up on a gun rack on my wall in my studio. I was doing the show out of my house then, the broadcast out of the bedroom, back bedroom. And he freaked out and ran off to call the police, and I was able to call the company and stop it and say, you know, this is Texas. My shotgun's not illegal, but it was like a $300 Defender Winchester cheap pump shotgun, and it just freaked the guy out. And that's the new America right there. And it dovetails with this article out of the Wall Street Journal. In Dallas, the cab drivers are freaked out because now they're going to be put at the back of the line, which is key at the airport, at Love Field, the airport there in Dallas, the city airport, if they don't have a natural gas taxi cab or van. Total discrimination. That's like Nazi Germany. Jews go to the back of the line, or black people to the back of the bus. But it's an environmental reason. And I mean, these are all just absolute bellwethers, absolute giant red flags of total tyranny. And you add it into the thousands of other surveillance blimps going up and drones and checkpoints and face scanning cameras. It makes my head spin. And then I've got another report here from Activist Post, amazing writers. It's up at Infowars.com. Police trained at FEMA camps are perfectly normal. And they've got the training information and news right here, where the media makes fun of you if you talk about FEMA camps, even though they're admitted in Congress, and the Houston Chronicle's written about them. But then they tell the cops, oh, yeah, FEMA camps are good. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. Do you understand offshore banks have stolen over $1,000 trillion? And they just announced at Davos they want $100 trillion more, which they can then leverage to $1,000 trillion through fractional reserve banking. I mean, the crime of the century, Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay type people have totally taken over. They set all this up. It's a financial dictatorship. I'm getting chills right now. This is so real. And they're training cops to put us in camps. People that know this is evil and wrong. Heaven help us. Total immunity to the goon squads. Ladies and gentlemen, my father has been approached by Homeland Security to spy on people. He went and talked to another dentist in his office. He said, yeah, they approached me at home. They're approaching all of the, quote, professionals. I've now talked to other professionals. Everybody's getting approached. I mean, they're setting up a giant spy network, and it's pointed at the American people.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 27th day of January 2011, this Thursday edition. Obviously, tomorrow I will be able to tell you a lot more about the History Channel Secret Society Bohemian Grove special set to air at 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern tonight. And I've got my fingers crossed. Brad Meltzer's done a lot of things that make us not trust him. And I tried to grill him in a nice way when he was on with us earlier in the week ahead of the episode. And he put in the proviso that, oh, I come off like a hero in it when I was talking to him off air, but he said the proviso was, but I haven't seen the final cut. And so we'll see what happens with that tonight. But I always try to take the field and engage the globalist. But we'll certainly be able to definitively report on what really is going on tomorrow on the Friday edition. And then, of course, Sunday we had Dr. Paul Connett, a chemistry professor, on a few months ago, and he talked about the different radioactive isotopes that are in the water supplies that are being added via the phosphate mine derivatives that are added into the water that are named sodium fluoride but actually have hundreds and hundreds, in some cases over 300 different chemicals. Generally, it's about 150 or so, depending on where your city buys these chemicals from. And that's now, since he was on, hit the news in Texas that the state knew that this was in almost all the water supplies and covered it up. covered up the radiation particles, the radioactive particles of radium and, of course, uranium and other things. But that is just such a huge issue, such a huge issue. And I've even heard local talk show hosts on local AM, you know, make jokes about that when it came out. Oh, I guess the conspiracy theorists are right. There is uranium in our water. But then they laugh and giggle as if we're still bad because we're warning people about it and then laugh at us. People get into laughing at danger and making a joke out of those of us that recognize it and raise the alarm. And they've taken our self-preservation instincts and turned them on their head with many people. And it's our job to shake people out of their mind-controlled stupor. And so then about 3 weeks ago, the federal government came out and said, you know what, we were wrong saying put 1.2 parts per million sodium fluoride in the water. We want to raise the maximum level to 0.7 or to 0.0.7 from 1.2. And they said it is causing dental fluorosis, and children shouldn't brush their teeth with it. And, of course, all the other major studies are showing bone cancer. The list goes on and on. But now they're having to partially back off of it because the studies are coming out from prestigious institutions like gangbusters that fluoride is added to many foods. It's in the toothpaste. It's in the water. And that it bioaccumulates like really nothing else in the bones and in the glands and the organs and is causing absolute pandemics of serious health illnesses. And Conant, when that came out, was out of the country visiting family. He's originally from England but lives here in the U.S., so we're unable to get him. But he just got back yesterday. He'll be on coming up in the second hour today. And if you've ever had any questions about fluoride or you want to hear it directly from Dr. Conant, he'll be here to break it down. Of course, we've had many other medical doctors like Dr. Blaylock on about what it does to the brain. It's an excitotoxin, and even low levels of sodium fluoride are like adjuvants. They accelerate and amplify all the other free radicals and dangerous chemicals. Very, 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 very dangerous. And if the yuppies out there could ever stop giggling and laughing and talking about the Super Bowl and actually get focused on real issues, we could have a big effect. Also, later, again, at the start of the show, I said some days I come in here and I see the news and it's like I've been poleaxed. I've been struck by lightning or something. I almost can't talk right now because I know the backstory of the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, saying openly and in countless reports that we've linked to in articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But Bill Gates has done TV, you know, live appearances where he releases genetically modified mosquitoes in a crowd of people on TED TV. Here it is in the Daily Mail. Mutant mosquitoes, Malaysia release of genetically modified insects sparks fears of uncontrolled new species. And what have they genetically engineered these to do? To breed with the same species of mosquitoes that they're associated with. They've been genetically modified. And to basically make them not live as long, to reduce their biological clock genetically. And, of course, this is what the globalists can introduce into our population as well through vaccines and other systems. And that's exactly what the hardcore eugenicists promote. I mean, this is so dangerous to the biosphere, so truly dangerous to the public, so dangerous to the planet. But meanwhile, they've got everybody running around hyperventilating over carbon dioxide, saying it's a deadly gas. We've got to put taxes on it, while the globalists are manipulating the very genetic connections of the planet and introducing mosquitoes that from other studies we've seen, they've been developing to force you to, quote, take different vaccines. But then when you read, they aren't really vaccines. The mosquitoes are biological carriers of very, very dangerous genetic manipulators into the body. So this is genetic engineering going on against the public. And if they're admitting that this is going on in Malaysia and in areas of Africa and Latin America, can you imagine what's going on secretly? We've had a lot of research scientists on, and even the government admits that they believe that could be the causal effect, that the weaponized version of Lyme's disease came from Plum Island Biological Weapons Lab off the coast of New York. and that so did the big mosquito scare of the last decade with the West Nile. And so they're telling you all day how they're trying to protect you from foreign enemies and how you need to give up all your rights and have citizen spy networks and tattle on your neighbors and don't trust anybody but the government because terrorists might kill us any minute when you got a better chance of dying in auto accidents associated with hitting deer. There's over 400 a year on average. You've got a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting right at about 100 a year. Several hundred a year die from wasp stings. You have a much better chance of being struck by lightning, hitting a deer, and flipping off the road. I personally have hit a deer, but luckily I was only going about 15 miles an hour. My cousin totaled his car, almost got killed hitting a deer going 70 miles an hour. Hundreds of people die hitting other livestock every year. You can pull up the numbers. Hitting cows, hitting horses. The point is we're giving up our whole way of life, our liberty, our freedom to this big corrupt government that's controlled by offshore banks on record because we're scared of the scary men from Central Asia that wear turbans and live in caves. It's all hyped up and most of it staged. Now, that said, I'm going to get into all of that later. And I've got all this other news on the economy and the riots going on worldwide. And reportedly, the president, the dictator of Egypt fleeing to England. We've got that report. Some of the biggest snowstorms and coldest weather ever recorded on the East Coast right now slamming in. Obama even stuck in traffic, even the great puppet emperor, 12 hours to get home from work in D.C. Those are the type of reports we've got here, thanks to the, quote, global warming, reportedly, as things are so cold. But this new article, I knew this was coming, but when I saw it, it's just the ramifications of this are so massive. And we need to get this report out to everybody. And I want to commend everybody. You made the two search terms we did yesterday, number one and number two, dealing with Obama's birth certificate. And that reporter that is an admitted, respected reporter and longtime friends of the governor. And he did say, I talked to the governor, he told me this, and how he knows him for decades and knew him before he was a congressperson when he was a taxi driver. Then after it became a big firestorm yesterday, he went on Fox News and said, well, I meant to say I read about that in the paper. I didn't talk to the governor. And, you know, was he given an offer he couldn't refuse? Was he threatened? There's no doubt listening to the audio tape of that radio interview that he was very clear that he's great longtime friends with the governor and went to Obama's inauguration with him 2 years ago when the governor was a congressman and that he was giving folks the inside scoop. And I believe he's obviously been pressured or threatened to amend his story. He still says the governor is saying there's no birth certificate. The governor's on record saying that in the newspaper, but now saying he didn't confirm that again to him personally. Very, very interesting on that front. That's another one of the big stories we're going to be talking about today. But when we come back from break, I'm going to try to be calm and composed, and I'm going to try to read this article on air, and then I want to go over the different facets of this and the type of society we're entering and exactly what this is going to mean to each and every one of us. And this shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity, is at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stasi spies with total immunity to break into your houses under the sneak and peek provision of Patriot Act, to spy on you, to lie on the stand about you. This is pure 1984. This is Kafkaesque. This is so bad. It just every day, literally hundreds and hundreds of revelations that confirm everything that we have talked about is true, except for one area. It's worse than we said, and I want to apologize for underestimating evil and for not being hardcore enough and really spelling out how just how serious it is. The COINTELPRO always accuse me of exaggerating when it's the opposite. 9 times out of 10, literally, I underestimate. And this is so horrific. This is so horrible. This is so unspeakable. And when you analyze the numbers of spies they've recruited, it is in the tens of millions. And when you get the documents on what they're training them in, It's all anti-gun, anti-family, CPS type stuff.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
First, before I get into this new bombshell information, I want to state on record that our film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, released last year, 100% documents the entire martial law, FEMA camp control grid, and how they would roll it out. The Emergency Centers Act, the Washington Post, the Houston Chronicle, reporting on the contracts for FEMA emergency centers during insurrection, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, 4 years ago or 3.5 years ago, Army and Homeland Security and Marines running illegal checkpoints all over the country, pulling citizens out of cars, taking blood at checkpoints, All of this is being done. The citizen spy networks. I had a military colonel from the Army on admitting they were doing gun confiscation drills in Arcadia, Iowa. It's a two-hour film. You want to understand it all, it's there. I'm an expert on this. More than probably anybody out there who isn't in the government and at the top of the pyramid who actually are running this. I'm the expert from the outside, going to the drills, reading the FEMA documents, all of it proven. And there's endless speculation about do they exist. It is the Base Closure Act that ties in and everything we laid out before they released last year, the Emergency Centers Act, that act, to just get more funding and make it more official, codifies and proves our entire analysis, exactly how it'll be for homeless people who are locked up at night for their safety, emergency centers during disasters, or insurrection. There's no denying this. We have the biggest prison population in the world already. 4 million behind bars, 3 million in and out of the system. No one can deny the police state grid being put into place. And there's a story at Infowars.com by Milo Nichols, police trained at FEMA camps are perfectly normal. And he links to FEMA documents that we've covered here on air, Unit 6 ICS facilities. And when you link through to this, and it's on page 2 of the article, it's training.fema.gov, you will read about the emergency camps. Now, I've been to urban drills going back 13 years ago, and I've been to many of them, where they train the police and the military with role players saying, I'm your brother, I'm your cousin, I've got rights, you can't take me to the camp. And they're running drills all over the country to lock down highways, check your license with buses and army trucks. They've trained police nationwide to drive the buses during mass arrest situations, which they can then use during these emergencies. But I'm going to be going over this. And in this latest article, a police officer pointed it out to the activist post, and they wrote about it. But this is what we've covered. Okay, they are training. It was just in the news last year that they're training the Austin police at Fort Hood for emergencies and sending them to Iraq to learn how to set up checkpoints and run licenses and backgrounds and take people to jail and line citizens up and face scan you and put you in databases or check you according to the DMV database. This is on record, okay? And it's totally unconstitutional. It's totally evil and scary and authoritarian. And the entire Homeland Security apparatus is pointed at the American people. It has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. So I'm going to be going over that. But here's the big article today, and I want to do this again. Usually I do this about once a week, but we've got to turn up the heat on this, and I want to get into the answer to 1984-1776 contest operation, how that ties into the V initiative, which is separate from that, but integrates in, and the huge success it's had. Just off the charts success. I'm going to get into that in the third hour, I promise, because we've got to cover it. I want to show people the V campaign on Google Analytics live on air for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It'll be archived for radio listeners who want to see it later on the web if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. But it is three times the traffic that the VTV show got when it was launched. It's one of the biggest trends on the internet now, running for 5 days straight since we launched it, 6 days straight now. And it is just showing the huge power that we have. Now, I want to do another Google term today, and then I'm going to come back and get into this article in detail. Shocker, citizen spy networks to be given immunity. I want to make the search term. And will this save the world by itself? No, but resistance is victory. Every day, launching operations, getting people to wake up, forcing real issues into mainstream media debate. Some of them hit huge, some of them don't have a big effect. But we know resistance is victory. I want to make citizen spy networks the number one search term today on Google. And I know you can do it the next 3 hours. It will be the number one search term. Just go to Google, enter the three words over and over again together, citizen spy networks. And then just hit enter, 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 and ram it up to the top. Now, Google censors us and blocks us out on the news and even a lot of web functions now. We're now noticing. I don't care. Put it on your blog. Copy it to your website. Get it out to everybody. Write your own article with that in the headline. Get people to realize this issue. Shocker. Citizen spy networks to be given immunity. Citizen spy networks is the key search term. Citizen spy networks. Now, we're going to break this article down, get into the FEMA camps, and the type of scenarios they're going to use to roll these out. They're not just going to grab everybody at once. They're going to advertise the camps as places for the massive homeless population during the Depression. And, of course, there'll be a lockdown area for bad people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers,
and no lingering smell.
Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is not a drill. This is not a game. This is life and death. This is not a radio infotainment broadcast. This is 100% real. I'm somebody who has nightmares at night over this stuff. I believe it 110%. I know I'm telling the truth. I've studied history. I've studied authoritarian systems. I've read the government documents, the think tank documents that are public. I've interviewed the whistleblowers. There is a criminal, illegitimate takeover of our nation. The globalists have gobbled up scores of third world countries using the same strategy, the same deceptive stratagem. They need to brainwash and incrementally manipulate bureaucrats, the general public, the military, the police, to carry out the abomination of total police state takeover, political arrest, confiscation of property and firearms that we are now entering. And they will use it at a key trigger point during a deep depression with massive terror attacks as an overlay blamed on domestic groups. The globalists will kill police officers all over the country and blame it on libertarian conservative groups. We've caught British intelligence, U.S. intelligence, and Israelis, mainstream news. It's in my film, the documentary Terror Storm. We've written countless articles about it. Just search British commandos caught attacking police in Basra, and you'll get London Guardian with them dressed up like Muslims running around shooting people. And then the British military attacked the Basra police station to get them out because they couldn't have them interrogating them or putting them on trial for it. And that was to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. Marines have testified. They've caught Israeli contractors doing the same thing. They've got units of other contractors out of the U.S. who've been caught. This is all on record. So I want you to understand, if they can't get some mindless idiot who isn't very capable to go out and blow you up or shoot you, they're going to send in commandos to kill you deader than a hammer. And that, of course, is in Operation Northwoods, U.S. government Pentagon green-lighted plan to stage shootings in Miami, D.C., and Baltimore, Maryland, and to shoot citizens, police officers, you name it, and blame it on the communists to start World War III. That program was never implemented in the U.S. It was implemented in Europe under Operation Gladio. I hope you're taking notes, okay? I'm not just saying this. You look up Operation Gladio, NATO option, it's declassified. Our government staged over 200 bombings in Europe to blame it on their enemies. You, folks, it's time to grow up, okay? I'm not risking my life to play games here. This is real. And they know if they kill me now or shut me down now or set me up now, that'll just underline and highlight everything I've said. But that doesn't mean they still might not do it. I have to face this every day. And I'm doing it because I understand how horrible it's going to be for you and your children and my children if these people get away with this. This is not some boss hog tyranny with just some stealing and some thieving by government. That's already been going on. They've stolen $4-plus trillion from the Pentagon in the last 10 years. They've stolen the pension funds. Even Bloomberg reports they signed secret deals 11 years ago to take the death benefits of all dead and dying World War II through Gulf War I vets. When the people die now, they don't get their insurance money that they paid into. That was an agreement with the Department of Veterans Affairs. I mean, look, they're not committing crimes like this because they think you're going to take the country back and bring them to justice. They're going to make sure we go into hardcore tyranny so they get away with all this. You understand what I'm telling you here? Choose a side now. And if you're still on the fence denying the stuff's going on, get up off your hind end and research everything I'm breaking down. I'm getting chills right now. I can't even hardly do this radio show. All right. We got to stop this. We got to peacefully speak out now and warn everybody and really break the trance that people have been incrementally brought into to just accept more and more tyranny. We got to make a noise. Every day, everywhere. I mean, every gas station I go in, every grocery store. I'm not just talking to the clerk now. I'm talking to the parking lot. Last night, children had gone to bed. We were going to watch part of a movie. And my wife wanted something from the store. I drove up. And I spent 10 minutes talking in the parking lot and to people gassing their cars up and inside. And they were kind of looking at me like I was crazy at first until they heard the authoritative information. Like, wow, I'll check into it. But I was talking to folks gassing up their cars. It's a big gas station. I was walking around in the front of the parking lot. I was just standing there going, warning. I mean, that's what it takes. Okay? And the whole time I'm watching an hour of that movie, we got tired, went to bed. I couldn't even watch the movie. I was just thinking about all this. That's the normal response to FEMA camps, to checkpoints, to surveillance blimps and drones, to face scanning cameras, to citizen spies openly being announced in telescreens going in 9,000 locations, Walmart's malls saying spy on your neighbors. There's probably coming a time very soon that we're not going to be able to hear us on air. I'm telling you, I can look at everything going on, and I can tell you right now, if we don't make a big noise now and accelerate the awakening, it's already got the globalists on their heels a bit. That's why they're trying to move forward fast. They're fleeing forward. But if we don't really launch massive initiatives everywhere in your towns, your cities, to really get people's attention, it's over. Now, you look on fluoride. I've told people in the last year to go to all their city councils to file lawsuits, not just over the fluoride, but all the other lead, mercury, arsenic, The radioactive isotopes that are in the water, that has started. So the feds are backing off, saying, okay, we'll take half the fluoride out, maybe all of it, because they know they can get us in the food and the toothpaste. They're adding it to thousands of foods. Almost every processed food has it added. There's levels that are deadly poisonous in many powdered eggs, just to name one example. And now they're kind of backing off. See, when we were going to protest and when we were all going to say no to the body scanners, they backed off for 3 days. See, they don't want to fight us on an open field where we have the moral high ground and it's a peaceful resistance. They don't ever want to show you your power. You've got the power right now to change this tyranny and sweep it away. And I don't want to be imprisoned or tortured or be killed and then not win. I'm not worried about myself individually. When you really grasp this stuff and you're a man and you understand what it is to be a man, nothing special, not a hero, just a man, how could you not fight this? How could you not speak out against it? How could you not do everything you can? Those of you that have been in denial, there is no way to be in denial now. If you know any basics of history, this is flaming tyranny. This is the most sickening expression of it that I see growing. It's like a tough 14-year-old who, when they're a boxer, is beating up 25-year-old boxers. People say, this is going to be a champ. This New World Order is about like a 14-year-old that is just dripping with evil, and I see it growing fast. I see its muscles bulging, the veins, the neck getting big, and it's growing fast. And I'm like, whoa, we've seen that in history. That's bad news right there. I was a mainline conservative, folks, a Ron Paul-type libertarian when I first got on air 16 years ago. And the listeners sent me documents and said, there's an urban warfare drill. I'm a police officer in South Texas. They're training us for martial law. I'd get in the car, go see it, interview them, get the video, confirm it, and I'd go warn people and get laughed at. I interviewed police chiefs who the Army tried to buy off. Police Chief of San Antonio. I discovered all this from real journalism. And then I already knew history, so I knew how to recognize what it was. They're not taking us down like they take down third world countries in a year or so. They've been setting this up for decades, securing their ill-gotten gains over the private banking syndicate, securing their thieving of the pension funds. The pension funds are gone. The private and public, it's already been stolen on record. They're now announcing the states are going to go bankrupt into federal and then international receivership. Just like Greece, just like Ireland. None of these cuts to government, which I think is good because we shouldn't be dependent on it. That's how they control us. None of these paltry cuts, these tiny cuts, are going to affect the 1.5 quadrillion. And now the bankers want 100 trillion on top, then leveraged to another quadrillion. Bare minimum. That's the fractional reserve banking slide rule. We're here. They're moving with their afterburners on, okay? I mean, I'm having to steel myself. I'm having to bolster my psyche and just go, I'm going into it. And a lot of people can't recognize what it is. I'm girding myself spiritually for the times we're going into. Now, here's the article. Shocker, citizen spy networks be given immunity. Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson. New York Republican Peter King has introduced a bill that would protect the army of citizen spies Homeland Security hopes to recruit under Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something Snoop campaign. They've already set up the secret operations. Now this is the coming out of it. That's all these telescreens are, to make you not trust each other and to normalize spying. And now all the new announcements of the government's taking over the web, don't trust anybody but your government. I mean, the announcements are going to get crazier and crazier. She hopes to recruit her Janet Napolitano's See Something, Say Something Snoop campaign from lawsuits brought by innocent people wrongly accused of being terrorist or extremist. See, they need everybody hysterical, reporting every cardboard box that flies out of the back of a truck and SWAT teams and million-dollar robots and everyone hyperventilating and shutting down highways every day all over the country. And drills, unannounced at schools where terrorists take over. They don't tell the elementary kids it's a drill and it scars them for life. We're all just being trained to accept incredible crimes. A top U.S. lawmaker unveiled legislation on Wednesday to protect individuals who tip off authorities to potential extremist threats from lawsuits in the event they turn out to finger innocence, reports the French news agency. And you read into what they've got these InfraGuard and their subsidiaries doing. It's spying on their employees. They admit it's doctors asking patients questions. Just unbelievably immoral and evil. It's demanding lawyers spy on their clients. You've been hearing about that. It's demanding that, they've announced cable companies and others, when they're in your house, they're spying on you. And I see the reports every few weeks where you have realtors in, they go in your garage, and there's a gun reloading set, and it looks dangerous, and they don't ask you what is it. They're too dumb to know it says reloading, and they see a thing of black powder there, and they call the police on you. And the police go ahead and SWAT team you, and go ahead and take your guns. That's not illegal, but it was an arsenal, and we took them. You understand? My father has been approached to spy on people for Homeland Security. And they went and told another dentist in the office. They said, yeah, they approached me last week at home, another group. They're approaching anybody and everybody who's in a prominent position. And most people get a little badge and a little stipend and totally get off on it. And they go to the drills, they go to the meetings, we have all their internal documents, and it's, are they smoking pot? Are they spanking their kids? Are they talking bad about the government? We're publishing these every week. Are they talking bad about the government? Go ahead and report them. That's Homeland Security in Oklahoma. And the net's so wide. In Texas, the Homeland Security manual say, do they use cell phones? Are they wearing blue jeans? Are they a nice guy? Do they keep their desk locked at work? And they're getting that paranoid, weak, power-tripping, control-freak segment. Here's an example. Before I moved 5 years ago, I had a neighbor, this old lady, who would bring us, when we first moved in, brought us cookies. Then one day she called, and I was on TV on the other end. I could hear my voice, and she said, is that you on TV? And I said, yeah. And she went, and hung the phone up. Suddenly, she was at the fence looking at us. Suddenly, she was coming over and banging the door and saying, your cat went to the bathroom in my yard, clean it up. And my wife said, hon, we don't have a cat. She said, listen to me, missy. I know you're lying. Clean it up. My wife, who's learned to turn the other cheek, said, okay, I will clean it up. She came over like four or five times and said, clean it up. We would go over and clean it up and go, oh, yes, ma'am. Knowing the pure evil, just menacing and asking about our kids and were we doing bad things to them. And we were like, let's get out of here. Let's move. Because she saw me on TV. She was going to show me. We don't have a cat. But our cat, the imaginary cat, was using the bathroom in her flower bed. These people are being turned loose on us. All the sitcoms, the dramas, where the bad guy that kills kids is a patriot against the New World Order, or the crazy scientist that wants to nerve gas New York, thinks there's chemtrails. You can see the demonization everywhere, and they're just setting it up. Now, going back to the article, this is so huge. House Homeland Security Chairman King, who is pushing the See Something, Say Something Act, wants to shield good citizens who report suspicious activity from facing the consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremism or terror. So that way you can't face your accuser when the SWAT team comes to your house and kills you with a remote control in your hand. But again, if you read the manuals, maybe 2% is about terror. The rest is then, do they have guns? House Homeland Security Chairman, who is pushing the See Something, Say Something campaign, wants to shield, quote, good citizens who report suspicious activity for facing the consequences of misidentifying innocent behavior as extremism or terror. And, of course, it goes on to also get on the stand against you if they want and lie about you. Isn't that nice? Their army of little lying informants. You always hear about informants going after patriots, and there'll be some informant who's got like 10 felonies or something, and they go up the stand and lie about you. That's why they want to get rid of juries. They know juries are waking up to that. Of course, this will only encourage untrained people to report any behavior whatsoever, no matter how benign or potential terrorism, creating an army of enthusiastic but hapless citizen spies. Because, see, in Walmart and the malls, now if they're going to call the cops on you and something happens, they don't want it coming back. See, they lie and tell you cops have immunity. They don't have immunity. You have immunity under the Constitution, so do they. If somebody's breaking in your house at night and you fill them full of holes in Texas or many other states under the Constitution, you have immunity because you were acting under the Constitution. Cops only have immunity under the Constitution, just like a citizen. Somebody comes in your liquor store, tries to rob you, and you got them down, you got immunity. Cops don't have immunity when they're acting outside. But see, now they're saying, we're not just going to try to teach you. What did The View say yesterday about Jesse Ventura? He thinks he can sue Homeland Security? Nobody can do that. There's no such thing. Two of the women said, like parrots after each other reading a script, as an unreasonable search. Anything's okay. Hands down, pants, you name it. I mean, can you see what they're doing? And every control freak, every demon, every gibbering nobody is being given the power now, and under InfraGuard, it came out 2 years ago, to shoot to kill. Under orders, InfraGuard can just start shooting employees in the office. It says under martial law, just kill anybody you want. Can you imagine the people that they've hired? King said the bill would extend protections from individuals who report suspicious activity anywhere, adds the report, making reference to DHS See Something, Say Something campaign, which characterizes paying for things with cash as suspicious activity. Yeah, in those new promo videos, it says we're always going to try to help people. We can't always be there. And it shows people in TSA uniforms on the streets of Florida and at a football stadium. I mean, it's incredible. I don't know about the football teams. What's the football team that's Pirates in Florida? The Buccaneers. It shows them at the Buccaneer Stadium searching people. I mean, I told you they're rolling out nationwide with a bunch of minimum wage chicken necks on power trips, and then they're going to come after your guns. And by the way, your neighbors are going to get part of your ranch when they take it. You know that all the time cops end up killing old ranchers. They'll even plant marijuana on the property and the cops move into it themselves. I mean, this is going to be so hellish. They're about to turn loose. Pure evil. Oh, man, this Congressman King is a monster.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Remember 3 years ago when MTV ran one-minute videos showing SWAT teams busting in houses, putting people in buses and taking them to camps just to acclimate people? They showed people being grabbed out of subways. This is what the military and police have been trained to do. I've shot video of it. I've made films about it. Police Day for the Rise of FEMA. You got to get into the hands of all police, because police really freak out when they watch it. because they've been in the drills but been compartmentalized. And so they know it's all accurate, but I give them the full spectrum. Now let's go to this one-minute clip from MTV showing people being rounded up and put in a camp. Here it is. They're on a train, subway. The Holocaust happened, it says. And here's another one of them in their house being raided. SWAT team rounds up the family. And they're put in trucks. The Holocaust happened to people like us. Now, I have been there, and you've heard countless guests on the show who've been there, police, military, you name it, when they trained to have checkpoints and put people in trucks. It's Rex 84. It came out in congressional hearings. But still, there's this denial about it. Now, I want to show you Unit 6 ICS facility. And this has been brought back into the public's attention because a police officer sent it in to the activist post. But you can go right to FEMA.gov, training.fema.gov, and they all package it in, oh, for emergencies or terror attacks or for civil unrest. Oh, and they do call them camps, and they say, we'll put up barbed wire around the sports complex, or we'll use the old military base. Well, what do we know they were planning in the emergency relocation program? What are they training the clergy response teams, the preachers, to tell their flocks, go to the camps, take the inoculation, it's of the Lord? What's in the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act? Rounding people up, taking them to the local sports stadium. This is all there. And they're now accelerating the training of police to acclimate them to this. But the police officer says, dear Milo, I love your site. I notice you haven't discussed FEMA camps yet, but here's some information that you might find interesting. I'm a police officer. Officer's identity withheld. Everyone in my department was recently required to take an online course sponsored by FEMA about the incident command structure. We've had emergency managers on from major states disguising their name and voice. Remember about the mass roundup plans in Indiana and waiting for a million dead and all of that, and hardening all the police facilities for terror attack. The incident command structure is the system of control set in place following a disaster, catastrophe, terror strike, or other such event. All of the documents from that course can be found at FEMA's website, training.fema.gov. EMIWeb/IS100LST.ASP. These are just to find this at Infowars.com. In particular, you should pay attention to Unit 6 ICS facilities. Here's the direct link. First, I'd like you to notice page 6 and 8 that is actually entitled Camps. In fact, show them page 6 and 8, please, where it says Camps. For folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we have that PDF up. Now they claim the training that camps are temporary facilities and may not be required. I feel that they do this to condition the police that the camps are perfectly normal and may be necessary so that we don't hesitate to place people in the camps upon command. And then he goes through more of it. But the issue here is this is a cop who's getting the low-level general training. Then if you don't object, you get advanced into it. And I just sent the guys to Chicago last year, and it was foreign troops training to put American role players in a camp. On video.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.